Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and ka-ching. Or just ching. Ching! Yes, so it's got into the sort of beginnings of autumn, and I've just lit some tea lights to give that sweet little ambience. And I thought to myself, what am I going to have to eat? I want something that's just very, very simple for a Monday evening. So just a little bit of salad, but I'm going to give the salad just a tiny bit of oomph. So I'll just describe what I've got and then we'll get on to the wine. So I've got a tuna bowl with peas, carrot grated up and cucumber. Very, very simplistic, some Italian herbs. And to give it some oomph, what I've done is I have added Greek yogurt and some oil on the tuna. Now, what I could have added was tomato, black olives, maybe even some honey. So I've got this kind of dish several times this week because I'm just going into a fast, and so I just want to get used to eating a little bit less. So my breakfast is going to consist of a choc ice and a chocolate eclair, because I mean you can't get much less than that than sort of nothing at all, can you? And a chocolate biscuit. I mean, come on, that's pretty nice. I don't normally have that sort of absolute junk, but just to treat myself, I thought let's have a week of red wine and then I'll finish it up with a sundae of cider. How about that? Really good cider, not just any old cider, Sheppey cider, for goodness sake, Bittenden cider, you know, the tip tops. Anyway, so I'm going to go through three very, very different wines over the week, and they'll all be quite fascinating, and some of them are sort of rather different, but this one I think is absolutely spot on perfect for this autumn season. Is absolutely going to, you know, mesmerize you, and I think you should go out and get yourself at least one bottle, but you know, six or seven would be better. And I've not actually had this one before, believe it or not, despite the fact I've just picked it up to you. So it's a really, I believe, hard-hitting South African wine, Western Cape, 13.5%, and it's the Kleiner Salzer. Okay, but the reason that I've not had this one before is that it's a Shiraz Carignan, and they've not done that exact. It's been either Shiraz Viognier or Shiraz Mourvèdre Viognier. Okay, which is kind of, you're really looking at a Rhone, you know, for that. So yeah, it's giving you basically a Rhone in the bottle, but from South Africa. And when South Africa do get this spot on, they really hit the nub, and they can be very, very impressive, and sometimes even better than the French, although that's pretty difficult to beat France on its own sort of I wanted to say territory, not exactly territory, but I don't know, Provence, shall we say. So last week I was picking grapes. I was picking Pinot Noir and Pinot Meunier. If you ever get a chance, go and do it, but don't do it for more than say one day, because it really is extremely hard work. It's not at all glamorous, it's utterly boring, and you will be out in all weathers, and you'll probably rick your ankle in a rabbit hole, but just saying, jolly good. I mean, you get to meet people, you know, marvelous. So it's good for that. You won't get to taste any wine, and you'll probably wear a hole in your boots, but no, it's a good idea. You ought to do it once in, you know, foreverness, because you can really say you've not just drunk wine, but you've been involved in the process. So let's get a little bit more involved in the drinking process here, and see what we've got on the nose. I mean, to look at it, it's a beautiful, I'm not going to say it's a black red, it's not a black red, it's a really, really dark ruby red. You know, if you're looking at it, you would think that was ruby port. And on the nose, there's a certain aroma on the nose, which can only be South Africa. And I always think that I can tell what country a wine is from, certainly a red wine, just by the nose. This one couldn't be from anywhere but South Africa. It's all good though. If I was, you know, I didn't see the label, I would say that was a Pinotage Merlot. And of course I'd be entirely wrong. But my nose usually is entirely wrong. It's the one sense in my body that often gets things completely wrong. Not just a little bit wrong, but totally wrong. Like that. So instead of Pinotage Merlot, what it distinctly smells like, it smells like really good fresh licorice with apple, rhubarb and blackberry pie. And a little tiny bit of that smell that you get from one of those indelible ink pens, which are such good fun, aren't they? I haven't got one at the moment. I might have one, but they're great things if you're just looking around for something to sniff. You know, they are marvellous. Only a tiny bit of that. I mean, they are quite addictive, so don't do that. It's much better for you to smell wine. And indeed, once you've smelt it, my highest recommendation is to quaff it. But before I quaff it, I'm just going to read you the label because they are such fun, aren't they, these labels? Kleiner Seltzer, Shiraz Carignan, aromas of fresh dark fruits. Yeah, with ripe, spicy, luscious fruit on the palate. Lovely definition with good structure and acidity makes for a very pleasant wine experience to share with family and friends. Well, isn't that just too bad, because I haven't got any family and friends here. That's probably because I don't have any family and not that many friends, but you know, few is better. I think it's one of those things where less is definitely more. You know, I don't want to be a, you know, a mass marketeer or anything like that. So the odd, you know, occasional friendship that I have is very, very special to me. And Chin Chin, you know, if any of you are here to share this wine, but unfortunately you're not, but never mind, I'm sure you can pick something out of your larder or cellar yourself. And in the meantime, I'll just tell you what mine is, and it's 2023, so... Don't hurry it round the palate, but I don't do the mouthwash thing. I just very gently swirl it around. And I'm going to just very gently swirl a second one around. Whoa. Okay, so some years this is an absolutely blockbusting blend. And I do have one that was so amazing from 2015, which you will remember was a highly tannic year, right across the board, particularly in France, but also in South Africa. So, you know, 2015's definitely had the power pack body to last for at least 9 years. And so when I eventually get around to drinking that one, you know, it'll still be pretty good, I think. But it'd be interesting to compare it with a more modern Seltzer. And they are pretty easily available from garage, you know, probably most supermarkets. You know, just stick your head in anywhere you like and you'll find one sooner or later. And they're not very expensive. I paid £8.25 for this one. It was the best wine in the shop for £8 around, you know. Right, so let's have a little think about this flavour profile. First of all, is it going to go well with my tuna oil Greek yogurt mix? Not, you know, I wouldn't have thought, oh yeah, this is just the wine to have with that, actually. But, you know, it's definitely the ambience of the slightly cold winter evening, or sorry, autumn evening, is they're going to pair very, very well together, and I'm going to enjoy them very, very much. And that sometimes it is the most surprising wine pairings that produce the best results. And so what I would say is body, I'd say it's medium body. It's not got much of a finish, but it's big in the mouth, right? And it's surprising. It must be the Cognac, but it's not at all what I was expecting. I was expecting a much more sort of licorice tarmac type of texture, and actually it's a very, very clean cutting satin type of texture. It honestly does come across as quite a pinotage, but it's assuring me that it's not pinotage. Pinotage is South Africa's, you know, unique blend of Cinsault and Pinot Noir, which are two very translucent grapes, and generally speaking pinotage is pretty awful, especially in the cheap ranges, but it is possible to do something with it with a bit of oak and perhaps merging it with some Malbec and maybe some Merlot or Shiraz or something. You know, I mean, don't write it off completely, but if I've got a choice of buying something or other and pinotage, I'll just buy the something or other, basically. You know, it's just the way it works for me. Very slight candle wax sort of nose. Oh, it's not displeasing or anything at all. You know, there's quite a punch of cranberry and red currant in there as well, but it's certainly not what I would expect. And as I go down the glass, it's becoming more and more translucent and sort of brighter and brighter red, and it's very lovely, but it's certainly in the glass, it's looking like Cinsault now. So would I think it was French? Well, no, because it's South African. I mean, this particular blend is so South Africa. It's just for shouting that out at you, right? There's nothing French about it at all. But if it wasn't South African and it didn't smell of South Africa, then it could be French, possibly. Yeah. So, I mean, it definitely isn't Spanish or Italian or anywhere else, in fact. It's very slight possibility it could have been Australia. But, you know, really, it's nowhere it's going to be South America. And it doesn't really matter where it comes from, does it? Because all that really matters is where it's going to. And that's your stomach. Do I like it? Yeah, I like it. It's certainly very different. It's not what I was expecting, but I have to say it's a very, very good match for the other two wines that I'm going to have in the week, which I'm going to tell you all about as I go through the week, okay? Would I buy it again? I probably no, okay? It's not to say I wouldn't buy it again. It's just very often if I'm looking at shop wines and I don't want to spend too much money and there's nothing on offer and, you know, it's all looking rather boring, which it does if you go to Tesco's, particularly boring in Tesco's. They really are the masters of boring, boring wine, unless you're paying over 20 quid, but, you know, I don't. So, yeah, I'd probably sort of think, gee whiz, isn't there anything else that I could possibly buy? And I might go for an Italian, but to be absolutely fair, I do recommend it. I highly recommend it, in fact. It's just this particular blend with the Cognac isn't to my normal taste. But having said that, it is a splendid, splendid wine. And you do have a massive, massive kick of your sort of subtle pepper and masses of licorice and a bit of tarmac. But there's tons and tons of fruit coming in there, and I wouldn't say black fruit, I would say really red fruit. So anything you can think of, it's red, you know, pomegranate, raspberries, you know, red currants. So there's bound to be red currants, isn't there? Do we have something called red berries? Probably not, but if we did, it would be that. A little bit of plum and definitely cranberry, because it's a little tiny, tiny little bit of tart in there. You know, I always like a tart, and so there we are. All happiness. It's what I would say is it's a challenging wine. It's a surprising wine. You definitely won't have had anything like this ever before, ever from anywhere, unless you just had a bottle of this. But I don't think you would have done. That's a coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences, do you? No. Is it a fish wine? Yes, it is. There's a surprising number of red wines do go well with fish, particularly Pinot Noir. And then, you know, by association, Cinsault, and of course, Pinotage. And this one isn't Pinotage, but it's so, so like it. But a really good one. You know, one that doesn't disappoint. This isn't a disappointing wine. This is a new exploration wine. Okay. It doesn't have any tight grip, you know, it's not going to hug you for hours afterwards. It's just beautiful conversation wine. A whole bottle could slip down at each conversationalist easily without hardly being noticed at all until perhaps in the morning you might wake up with a slightly dull head. But then again, you might not, and really, what does it matter? Unless you've got to go to the orifice on the train in the morning, bad luck, but I don't have to, so it doesn't matter to me. And anyway, chin chin, chin chin, ding, ping, come on, ping, ping, pong. Oh, I spend all this money on glasses just so they go ching and I end up going pong. It's, you know, I feel like sometimes getting my money back. Actually, I did phone up Lafeway's today and I said, he said something like good morning or afternoon because it wouldn't have been morning, not if I was ringing. No, good afternoon. Hi, good afternoon. Yes, I'm afraid I've got a complaint to make. Oh, dear me, I am sorry to hear that. Anyway, it took a great deal of time, but eventually, despite, you know, their reserve about it, because apparently the wine that I was complaining about did have a best buy date. Have you ever heard of that? They actually put a best buy date and it was the end of 2023. And here I am, you know, in 2025 saying it's not corked. It's fecking well gone off. It smells like vinegar and a lot worse. And I want to claim on 3 bottles of it. I really did. And so the refund's going to arrive later in the week when they've had a bit of a haggle about it, you know, because she is a top priority customer and top reviewer and all that sort of thing. We better not be stingy. And then I'm going to take the money out to lunch, as one does, and other things, you know, because it was quite an expensive bottle of wine. Not that I'm expecting any great refund, but, you know, if I get £30, I'll be happy. Oh, yes, I will. Because I didn't, it wasn't like I enjoyed the wine. It went on the lawn, actually. It was a wine offering. Anyway, back to this one. Definitely, definitely give it a go, right? It's Kleiner Seltzer, South Africa, Shiraz, Carignan. It's fair trade. That's a gimmick, you know. 2023, 13.5%. You're definitely going to be pleased with this for £8.25. You might not ever want to try it again, but do try it because it's so much more in the glass than those dreadful things called jam shed or yellowtail jammy roux. Dear, dear. Have you ever thought about taking up tasting glue? I wouldn't either. Or most of the sort of diabolical crud that you can buy for under £9 in Tesco's. It's a really heavy hitter. And the other one I was thinking about was the Nero d'Avolio Sicilia. Pecorino or Picorino or something like that, you know. I did sort of consider that, and then of course the Puccini Memoir oh, what is it called? Memoro. Just happened to have a corker just across the way, actually, from that particular bottle, but not the one I was looking at in the shop, obviously, because I hadn't drunk that one, because it's, well, it is indeed still in the shop, but from what I drank earlier, you know, another day. Memoro. That is now that is good for under £10. That's the Italian, I think it's Puglia Memoro from Puccini, and that, no, I, you know, it's got like a compass on the front. I heavily recommend that, but I'm a cheapskate. I didn't want to spend as much as £9. Good gracious! So, because I have bought that bottle before, about £7.50, you know, and so I don't like to chip out the extra because you never know when you might need £1.50. I mean, I bought some dry roasted peanuts today and they're only £1.35, and I haven't had them for ages. And I thought, you know, a little bit of extra protein, and also trying to get myself off crisps. I've got one final bag of crisps left. I mean, in an ideal world, that would be the last bag of crisps I ever eat, but of course, we don't live in an ideal world and it won't be, but you know, it could be, couldn't it? I mean, well, that and other things. So, yes, Kleiner Seltzer, get it down your neck. Shiraz Carignan, it is a damn good find, but you'll either like it, hate it, or you just feel apathetic towards it. Okay, and the tuna salad, you should be eating at least 2 of these every week, and if not tuna, tinned mackerel, salmon, prawns, smoked mackerel, or you know, mussels, anything you want, but just do it. Okay, fish salad bowl, very good for you. Looking for the next 2 wines, all excitement.